A rock chuck is, well, when you get it right close to them and feel them, they look, they remind you of a porcupine, but they only have stickers on them. But their hair is coarse like a pig.
What color are
They're
they?
brown, just about the color of that tea.
I see.
And they got a white stripe on them a little bit. But they, oh, they make a funny noise. Kind of a whistle affair. That's why they call them whistle pigs, because they've got hair on them like a pig, but they whistle.
Were there other types of chucks?
Oh, yeah, there's woodchucks. And,
How is that different than a rock chuck?
well, woodchucks are in the timber, generally. They pull around the logs and things like that.
Ever heard of a ground chuck, or is that just a type of?
Probably a ground squirrel.
Okay. And a ground squirrel, is that different than a gopher?
Practically same thing.
Talked about maybe game animals.
Well, that's deer and antelope, elk.
Are there any of those things with the huge flat antlers?
Oh, and moose. Well, we have a few in the park up here, but not here. In this area, we have antelope, deer, and elk.
Any buffalo or bison?
No, they're well north of Douglas. Between here and Gillette, there's lots of buffalo out there on the ranch out there. You got a buffalo ranch out there.
Are those two things the same, a buffalo and bison? But you'd say buffalo much more frequently, I guess.
Oh,
Okay. Desert animals. Are you familiar with any desert animals?
yeah. Not really. Our desert, it's desert, but it isn't that kind of desert.
I see. What about these things that crawl on their stomachs on the ground?
Snakes.
Are there a lot of different types of snakes?
Well, we have the bull and the rattler mostly, and water snakes. That's about it.
Was there of your are you familiar with anything called a buffalo snake?
No.
And plains animals, I guess you've mentioned most of those. Or any more you can think of?
How about your rabbits?
Okay,
Jackrabbits.
are there cottontails around your
Oh,
town?
yeah.
But which do you think is more prevalent?
Well, I don't know if it makes any difference. Which is, we used to hunt the jackrabbits for their money we'd get. And back in the olden days, we used to eat the cottontail. So it all depends on what.
What you wanted them for,
Yeah.
I see. Okay. How about insects? There are a lot of.
Mosquitoes, and flies. Yeah, we've had our share of them. Really not in deer flies. God, them deer flies in the mountains are rougher than the cob. Generally down here, we kind of trying to control them a little bit. But, back in the, well, you go out the ranch when they're irrigating, and the mosquitoes are pretty thick too.
Are deer flies different than horse flies?
Oh yeah, you
What's the
bet.
difference?
Well, if a deer fly is a yellow little fly, but they bite humans more than the horse flies do. Horse flies generally stay with horses, and they'll set a horse wild. They really bite hard. They'll draw blood on a horse.
Ew. What about
And they're, oh, I expect about that long. They're kind of the,
maybe an inch long?
yeah, 3/4 inch anyway. And they're gray, generally gray black coloring, and they buzz loud enough so you can hear them. They aren't in the bumblebee class, but they set a horse wild enough so that he won't stand still very long if they get to working on him.
What about, are there other types of stinging insects?
Oh, bees. Lots of bees and yellow jackets. Water.
And if you had two of them are wasps, what would one be?
Two wasps.
And one would be a, if two would be wasps, one would be a,
Still be a wasp.
okay. Did you say the plural? I didn't hear if you said that.
I don't think there was more than wasps than wasps.
Okay. Okay.